Mackling, McGarry, and McNabb. Yes, we are live on Easter Monday. A full day of programming. Jeff Currier is on from 10 until 1. Hal Anderson afternoons from 1 until 4. The news with Richard Cloutier and Julie Buckingham from 4 until 8. And happy hour with Christian O'Mell from 8 until 9. Thank you to everyone who's listened this morning and to all of the text messages. Just like Good Friday, we have just been bombarded with text, and we love that. So keep them coming at 204-780-6868. If a house down your street or a condo in your building is newly for sale, would you even know it these days?
Yeah, well, that's a really good question, Brett. I always try and keep on top of what's going on in my neighborhood, but because I'm not out and about, yeah, I don't know if I would know if there was a house for sale in our neighborhood. One of the things Jackie and I actually really like to do on a Sunday afternoon is to go to an open house or two. And that's to keep our fingers on the pulse of what's going on in the real estate market, or maybe just get an idea of what's available in other neighborhoods we might move to at some point, or just great ideas for design in our own home. We used to make that a part of our routine once or twice a month, and I'm always keeping that eye on the market to find out and figure out what the prices are in my neighborhood, how quickly that property sell. And right now, that practice for a lot of folks is on home, McNabb.
Yeah, and as we've been talking about throughout the morning, moving in the middle of a pandemic and these uncertain economic times really isn't for the faint of heart. And so we wanted to ask a realtor, are people buying? Are people selling? As we head into what is often considered the busiest time of year for these types of transactions, Alan Asplin is the team leader at Judy Lindsay Team Realty and joins us now. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, guys.
So first, To clear up what I just said, this is usually the busiest time of year, is it not, for real estate sales?
Yeah, absolutely. Like going into April and May, that's our two busiest months of the year by far.
So what if you have to sell your house right now, Alan, or you need to buy a house? Are there homes on the market? We spoke to Peter Squire earlier this morning. He says the number of listings are down, but are houses coming on the market even today or tomorrow?
In March, we saw almost the same sales as we saw in 2019. They're actually up a little bit. And that was surprising to me because it felt a lot slower. Now going into April, we're seeing, in 2019, there was 292 sales to today. And this year, there's been 132. So considerably less so far. But what we're finding out there is that the people who are either A, selling, or B, looking to buy are very serious about it. No one's kind of kicking tires. The people who are coming out have to buy or have to sell.
How do you go about marketing your home in these circumstances?
Well, that hasn't changed a whole lot. I mean, we're not having any open houses, as you know, but the online is, over the last 10 years, has really become where most people look. I'd say at least 95% of people who are looking online. And but we're not getting the calls from the signs out front. But usually those are more the tire kickers anyways. So the people who are calling us from online are serious buyers or serious sellers.
Alan, probably too early to answer this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. As we mentioned earlier, home is going to be the largest purchase for most of us that we ever make and represents a sizable, if not a big chunk of our personal net worth. How are housing prices holding their own right now early into this pandemic and this economic slowdown?
Yeah, that's probably the biggest question that most people want to know, because not everybody's looking to sell right now. But if you own a house or if you have a rental property, people want to know that they're not losing their money. And what we've seen so far is houses still maintaining good value. In fact, last week we had a house in Wolseley where we'd probably see 20 or 30 showings on. We only saw 4 showings, so that wasn't very good. But we still saw 2 offers, and we got multiple offers on. So there is demand out there, and people are still bidding for houses.
With that demand that's there, do you see that lasting into this, what is usually the busy part of the season? Because in many ways, it's early days, particularly in Manitoba, for COVID-19. And so there has to be some concern that that might soften slightly, considering just how early we are in the stage here.
Yeah, and that's the big question that people are always asking us now, is what's going to happen in the market? And nobody really knows, I guess. And that's kind of the quick answer. But we are seeing people to continue buying, continue selling, but we have seen some sales drop off where people were in contracts that decided not to follow through with the sale because they are unsure what's going to happen, so they didn't want to commit at this point. So those people will be coming back to the market once everything clears up, so there could be a little bit of pent-up demand too.
So if I want to get a house and I approach Judy Lindsay team, who's representing somebody selling a house, what are my options in terms of looking at that house?
Well, what we're trying to do right now is discourage people from actually going out to look at a house unless they know for sure that they want it. We're doing that a couple of ways. One thing that, like, we've always done the video tours, and that's been pretty common in the marketplace for the last couple of years. What we're doing now is Matterport tours, which is an immersive tour, kind of like a virtual reality. If you have virtual reality glasses, you can actually walk through the house. And then the second thing we're doing is an inspection tour, which is a little bit different. So if someone's serious, wants to look at a house, we'll send them the inspection tour video. And what that is, it shows all the bad things about the house that you wouldn't normally see in the kind of the promo video. So we'd go through and look at the wiring, look at the furnace and stuff like that, so that you'd have a good understanding of what the bad things are about the house as well.
Obviously, being a real estate agent or a realtor is a difficult task. It's very competitive out there. How are your realtors, how are your teammates and other people that you know handling this right now with the uncertainty and clearly people's incomes are at stake right now?
Yeah, it's scary. I mean, certainly like sales are down on our team, and that causes not only the team agents but as well as our admin staff. It's just not as busy. So hopefully things get back sooner than later.
At the end of the day, people do have to move, and we forget that. You know, it's easy. I was driving around the other day, and I thought, who's selling a house in these times, or who's buying one? But people do have to move for all sorts of reasons. They might have their jobs changing, and they might already have a move planned. And so for those who might be coming into the market or because they have no choice here, do you have a couple of advice or tips to them just to keep us all calm and cool? Because it's easy to get excited and overly stressed at these times, I think.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I mean, the same principles that have always held true in real estate is, you know, making sure that your house shows well when it comes time to take it to market, taking the time to fix it up and do the little things that will make it show better to buyers, making sure that it's advertised properly to the market, and making sure that you seek good professional advice on pricing. And that will ensure that even in these times, you'll still have a successful sale.
You mentioned that you do those video tours, and I'm just wanted to follow up on that. As a customer, do I have the option to enter a home if I'm serious about it? I say, look, I really want this house, but I got to see it in person before I sign.
Yeah, we're not expecting people to be buying houses just off virtual tour, and we still have showings going on. And what most realtors are doing now is having their clients sign a form before they go in the showing. And the form, it just says that they haven't been sick in the last little while and that they agree that they're going to wash their homes upon entering and not to touch too many things in the house. And then on the seller side, we're having them wipe off their door handles and so forth after the showing. So trying to keep everybody safe, and everyone's been really good with that. So buyers understand, sellers understand, and realtors understand. So everyone's taking the necessary steps to be socially distanced and not put each other at risk.
Well, I hear just the one positive for sure is that if people are reaching out, they are serious. And so that sometimes is half the battle in that business, isn't it, Alan, in terms of separating the people who are serious, people who have pre-qualified, et cetera, and getting those people the service that they're looking for versus people like me who are typically out there kicking tires.
Yeah, and that's the... If you have to take something good out of it, I'm not taking calls on Sunday evenings to run across town to go show a house. It's people who are calling are serious, which is nice. But at the same time, we don't mind going out to help clients out, even in the good times. That's their job. We enjoy going out and meeting people. So good and bad, I guess.
Alan Asplund, president of the Judy Lindsay Team Realty, joining us live on 680 CJOB. Alan, thank you for this. Much appreciated, sir.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Stay safe.
And we got a text message I wanted to read from Kevin the Garbage Man. This one made me laugh. And maybe, Greg, I'm wondering if this is a sentiment you can appreciate. Kevin says, the next time I move, it will be in a hearse.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to get away with that or not, but I like that sentiment. I like where I am right now. But, you know, when you've moved so much, I think there's something that's become intrinsically entwined into my DNA. DNA by nurture, not by nature. And I get that itch a little bit to look at different places and ponder the possibilities. But right now, yeah, that's not happening at all.
What about you, McNabb? Do you foresee moving anytime in the near future?
Oh, I always say yes, but I've now been in the same place for coming up on 10 years this December. And